Welcome to the weekly broadcast of Let's Talk About It, produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 Radio. Let's Talk About It is directed by Mario Espinosa with the technical assistance of Carol Buckley. Opening and closing narration is provided by Gene Brister. This program brings weekly community mental health issues to your radio. Let's Talk About It is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Andrea Kulin, Director. And now, let's join our co-hosts, Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, for today's program.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Welcome back, Maria. I love your intros. They're so much cleaner than mine. And welcome back, listeners. Longtime listeners, you're our bestest friends. And
yes.
New listeners, welcome aboard. This is your show. We bring in experts. Today we've got another expert from behavioral health to describe youth and young adult services. Your mission, Jim, if you choose to accept it, is to listen to this show and then go to the podcast at kxoradio.com and download that thing and share it and put it up on your social media and share it with your friends who have teenagers and share it with the teenagers and young adults themselves. And we can eliminate a degree of, not all suffering, obviously, but a degree of suffering, because nobody deserves to suffer from a mental health problem. And there are services available that can really work wonders in people's lives. We see it over and over again. And I know that our guest today has been a big part of that, and she's been on before. And so welcome, Maricruz Bermudez. She's a supervising therapist and a licensed marriage and family therapist for the Youth and Young Adult Clinic. And you're going to give us a virtual tour. Is that what I understand?
Yes. Thank you for welcoming.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, I'm going to be talking about the Youth and Young Adults Program, services that we have, the department. We have a variety of different services that we service the youth, which from age 14 to 25. Once they hit 26, we change them to the adult section.
Youth seem to be almost at more risk than they were back when I was one of them. Is it fair to say that times are changing and stuff's pretty tough now for kids? Is it social media? Is it too much school pressure? Is it not enough play? What's going on? Is that just us seeing it that way?
I think there's always been like school pressure from teens. The social media is obviously, it's a big boom. Like, everybody's on social media. Like, you know, you hear a lot of kids having a lot of cyberbullying going on. And, you know, one person says one thing and then they post it, do the likes and all of that. And, you know, if you don't get a lot of likes, then you feel like, you know what, you're not being accepted by peers.
Right.
And that can lead to other kind of issues. And then, you know, so, I mean, it's been a very big impact in our population.
So I guess my question is, just starting from the beginning, what is different of teenagers makes them that unique as opposed to working with children and working with the adults and older adults? What is their uniqueness? What is it that, you know, why is it that behavioral health, we have a specific program just dedicated to youth and young adults?
I think it's actually a very unique population, because if you really think about it, it's a time frame for people who are changing from being a child to adolescent and now to adulthood. So it's a transition. So they're going through very different, developmental stages. And if we talk about it, it's, you know, they're becoming more mature, now more independence. You know, parents are not very keen on kids sometimes, you know, wanting to make their own choices because they're used to the kid being smaller and, you know what, you have to do what I tell you to, but now independence is coming about. So, I mean, all those changes, you know, and then peer pressure and everything, I mean, it's something very big. So it's something that we have to, like, really consider and, you know, analyze to see what it is that they're going through so we can try and help them.
Also, I've read, you know, about their brain development.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that you know about their brain development is, you know, mm-hmm. as opposed to a child, you know, a child and going into a teenager?
Yeah, well, one of the things is, you know, obviously their brain's still developing up to the age of 20, around 25, 26.
I'm hoping mine's still developing. A couple deficits I need to address.
No, I think yours is past. Sorry. But it's
maybe,
a good brain.
Maybe going downhill.
No, but yours is a good brain. You have a lot and tons of information.
I was teasing.
So, I mean, there's a lot of changes going on. Obviously, you know, chemicals, hormones, everything is changing. So the brain in itself is not fully developed until you're pretty much getting into early adulthood.
Yeah.
So all of that is a very big impact.
And you take that changing brain and it's convinced it's an adult, and now you've got sex, and now you get drugs, and other types of life choices that we're making. And
well, reality-wise, one of the things I think it's pretty impactful, and it's just because of the services that we've provided. You know, sometimes, you know, when I used to go to juvenile hall often, well, before. So one of the things we would see, you know, younger and younger kids getting involved in drugs.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230. This weekly broadcast is produced by the Public Affairs Department of KXO AM 1230 Radio, under the direction of Mario Espinosa, with the technical assistance of Carol Buckley. Opening and closing narration is provided by Gene Brister. Co-hosts for today's program were Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Let's Talk About It brings weekly community mental health issues to your radio. This program is produced for and presented as a public service by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Andrea Kulin, Director.